Is it recording? Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, we're here with Adam 22. Adam, what is your real name?
Adam Grand Mason of Nashua, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you where you're from. So, growing up, what were your interests?
A lot of comic books, wrestling, I guess rap, really. Like, I feel like rap was what kind of took me away from a lot of the other stuff. You know, like, I was into all the little kids stuff, and then I got really into rap and BMX, and then kind of washed away a lot of my earlier hobbies.
Okay, can you take that seat right there? Can you get that seat right there so I can be able to, so I don't have to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, somebody wheel me over there.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, take a seat, sir.
Tell me where to go.
Right here. This is good. So you told me you were into comic books. Like, what comic books were you into as a child?
I felt like I was always more of a DC guy. You know, I was like Superman, Batman more than Spider-Man, but, you know, just everything in general. I was kind of fascinated by the art form just because I was into drawing.
Oh, so you're an artist as well.
I got a decent pen game. It's been a while. I still paint with my girlfriend once in a while.
Ever used to graph?
Oh yeah. I got arrested a couple times when I was 14, and that was rough on my family. My family was very upset.
I tried graphing a little bit back in the day.
I got arrested in Miami when I was like 14, bro, on vacation with the family.
For graphing?
Yeah, they were so mad.
Man, that's crazy as hell. Back in the Raider Clan days, I used to graph and shit.
Really?
Yeah, we actually tagged the house. The pictures are still on Facebook.
Wow. See, that's like the most, actually, in my interview that I have written for you that I composed last night, that's definitely one of the questions. It's just like, how do you feel about still fucking being like one of the last surviving contributors from the Raider Clan era? What's changed since then, and what was that era like? Because that's kind of, you know, the era that got No Jumper kind of going after Raider Clan.
You know? Really? I seen when you started, and when X was the first one to tell me about you, by the way. And I was just like, I didn't know what No Jumper was, but I was seeing videos and looking at, I thought you was rolling with like Xavier Wolf.
Yeah, exactly. It was Xavier and then like
Bones.
That just sort of spiraled out of control where then I got Puya, and then Puya was like the entry point to get X, you know, and Pump and whoever after that, yeah.
Yeah, because I watched a lot of your interviews and like even just watching them, I would either get mentioned or there's like a story behind me or something like that. You even... like, you know, you even interview Freebase from Metro Zoo, which is Posh God.
Yeah.
And you know my DJ is Posh-Renaut.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Mr. B, the Posh-Renaut.
I always mention Metro Zoo because people always ask me about the rap song that Riley Reid did, and I always have to be like, you got to blame that on Metro Zoo a little bit because I think they wrote that shit for her.
They actually did. Ruben Slick actually wrote it for her.
Shout out to him, dude. I was a fucking big-ass Metro Zoo fan, and I remember actually one of my friends was talking shit about them, and I, like, quoted it. I put it in quotes on Twitter, but we were like, this is, like, 2010. Nobody knew anybody, and they actually hit me up. Like, man, fuck y'all talking shit, blah, blah, blah.
Damn.
They were legendary. Sell My Ho, I still listen to that shit.
Man, they still legendary to this day. Like, you know, when it came down to the sound I was creating, you know, it was pretty much just me and it was just like the Raider Clan influence and the CSPG influence, because after Raider Clan disbanded, they took me in, you know, Metro Zoo and CSPG, they took me in.
But isn't it crazy to think about that as just being this like weird creative moment in Florida that just led to so many people's careers being birthed out of that? And it was, a lot of it was like the energy of SGP, and then he didn't really like follow through with that. So it was like an army of fans slash people he was working with slash whoever, yourself included, Xavier, Puya,
right,
whoever, that all just like, it like created a whole scene out of SGP's energy at a certain moment.
I mean, it was that. What did it for me was Blackland Radio 6.6 and Kush Pack. That's what did it for me, you know?
It was so different sonically that it like didn't really fit in with anything you had really heard hip hop wise, especially out of Florida at that time. And it's crazy to think, like, even like you being here, even Ski really being here, all kind of comes from that same hive of creativity.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It was generations. I survived two. I survived two generations, and that was the generation. Yeah, I survived all that shit from Facebook all the way to YouTube, DatPiff, SoundCloud. Now it's Spotify and Apple, you know? So I'm just trying to survive the eras and surviving the times, and that's what every great artist does, you know?
That's real, bro. I was thinking about that last night when I was just like listening to your new project a bunch and like watching all the videos and stuff. Is that like, it takes a lot to be able to see like all these crazy shits happening in your like local scene and then still be able to stay true to yourself and still survive through all this crazy hype that's been associated with so many different artists from that world, and for you to just stay consistent and still keep doing you. I mean, it's kind of a beautiful thing.
Like me personally, I got ushered in by Perp.
Yeah.
But on the second hand, you know, with the newer generation, I ushered in like X and Ski and them. You know what I mean? And they're doing like amazing right now. God rest, excuse me. You know, rest in peace to X, yeah. You know what I mean? You know, we went through our rough patches, and you would know that, but at the same time, like, we had mutual respect for each other.
Yeah. What about that? Remember, was it an X, or was it a SGP diss song that you and X, like, did together? Because that was the first time, I believe, I ever heard you guys on the same track. Or maybe
I mean, yeah. That was the first song we ever did. That was the first and last song we did.
What was that?
Purposely, he only did the ad-libs on that.
Yeah.
But like Space Ghost Pussy, me and Lofty does. All right, here, I can tell you the story about.
Hey,
that.
Could you? I don't know if you want this on camera, but.
No, I could tell you the story behind it.
Yeah.
And every era has like a little war that happens. So the first era that I was in when I was in Raider Clan, you know the war that happened between Raider Clan, ASAP Mob.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And when that shit happened. Me, I was like, I'm not down to choose sides and shit, because the only reason why I know who Rocky is because of her.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm just like, yo, this is crazy.
You're like a victim of being a little too mature because you realized how silly the shit was early on.
It was dumb as fuck. But I didn't know Perk was bipolar.
Mm.
That's why I didn't know. And even when I talked to Rocky, man, free Rocky, by the way. Like, even when I talked to Rocky. Like, Rocky don't have no problems with Perk. You know what I'm saying? He do.
Stop now, like, outside.
We did this at the worst.
Yeah, the weird spot. We moved right over here.
Like, the thing about the situation between Perk and Rocky is, like, Perk now doesn't care if Rocky disses him or not. You feel me? He doesn't want to beat with Rocky. He realized, like, he's not trying to do that anymore. But Perk's crazy.
Yeah.
Perk's bipolar. Perk will say some shit, and then say he doesn't say it. And then you got Rocky. Rocky is like, he don't like the fuck shit that happened between them. You feel me? He's willing to squash the beef, but they have to duke it out.
It's a killer.
And then me, I'm just in the middle of that, like, look, that shit's stupid. I feel you on the yam shit. That's why me, Lofty, X, and Ski said something. Ski didn't want to diss Perk. Ski said he's going to rap, but he's going to stay out of it completely. And I was like, for sure, we can still get on the track.
Right.
That was what I said. Because originally, the track was only me and Lofty. But X came in, like, this is when he was living with us. He came in and heard it. And he was like, oh, shit, this shit hard. Let me get the next verse. And I was like, all right, go ahead. And then that's when you get that that famous voice change between my vocals and X's vocals. When I was the one who was saying, I'm a real clan killer, BYT, nigga, smoke, all of Perk, X, Thorpe, the dealer. Then X came in with, you a fuck, nigga, I can't fuck with you, which was the hardest verse change people have ever heard.
Yes.
And they never heard that again between me and X.
That's crazy, because even not really hearing like X as like an actual full artist right there, that song, immediately a lot of people heard that and were just like, who the fuck is this? That was like a point for a lot of people, I think, getting turned on to what was going on.
That because the ULT era, we was just putting people on.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to put some of my homies of C9 before that disbanded. We're all good friends, by the way. Even when C9 disbanded, we were good friends. I didn't want it to be like a Raider Clan thing where we're not good friends. You know what I mean? Because when Raider Clan disbanded, it left a lot of like sour taste. Because you got some members that don't like other members. And with me, like, me and Xavier went through our shit. Even me and Bones, you know what I'm saying? Never, me and Simi never went through anything. Me and Key never went through anything. Key, my dog. Me and Nail, well, me and him had a riff, but we never went through anything major. Me and Rail never went through anything. Majority of the members, we never went through anything. Only like Perp and Xavier.
When you think about it, it's rare to see like a scene in hip-hop, especially these days, because the labels like swoop in and swoop everybody up like early on. It's very rare that you get to see a real scene take place like that, where like when you think about Florida at that time point, there was so much talent coming up all at the same time, and it was like completely, the industry was completely oblivious. You're a little bit more accustomed to the music industry now and everything. Is it hard for you to even like fathom that at, when you look back now?
Me, it's just like, damn. When I first came in the game, when I first started doing my tapes with the Raider Clan and stuff, I was like, yeah, man, underground shit forever. Until I started to realize, like, bro, I wanted more than the underground. Like, that's what people don't get. Like, I wanted more than that shit. I didn't want to just be an underground rapper. I wanted to be seen with, like, the Champagne Poppies, the K-Dots, and the Colas, the Jay-Z's, the Nas, you know what I'm saying? That's the conversation I want to be in. I don't want to be in the regular, normal conversation like, yeah, he's an underground legend and I still don't got shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because there was a lot of people from that era who really didn't see shit in terms of money, real success, real fame, whatever. Like, you know, a lot of, like, Space Ghost, he was doing good. He influenced the fuck out of a ton of people, but he didn't take his career to the point where you're at right now, doing festivals and doing all this shit.
I feel like this was a lot of people's problems. You know, Sesh Hollow Water Boys didn't want help for the labels, and that's why that kind of went down. Me, when it came down to my shit, I was successful. I was doing a lot of shit that's trending now, but I had... didn't have that much confidence to keep doing it because I was afraid of what people would think. And I was underestimating myself, which made everybody else underestimate me. Then you have Perk, which is going through mental battles. Then you have Rocky, which was part of his key sound, was with Perk. And you know, he still was successful doing his thing, but you'll never get a Perk and Rocky thing together again. So with all that blueprint laying around, everybody else that was looking at us took that formula and made it their own. So, like, that's why you got Ghost Man, Suicide Boys, who else? Eggs, Ski, like,
yeah.
A lot of these guys followed the formula, plus with their favorite artists that they've been looking at.
Yeah.
Because all of us individually have favorite artists that we fuck with on a personal level. Like, me is Andre 3000. That was my favorite artist, you get me? And like, I was a real fan of New York rap, like Big L, Ari the Rugged Man, Nas, MF Doom, Wu-Tang Clan. I was into all that
shit. You came up in that scene, but you knew enough early on that you were looking bigger than just the underground scene that you were a part of. Who you beefing with, like Sesh Hollow Water Boys, where it was a little bit
but
of tension and shit? I was like, bro, you need to be sticking together.
We always had tension with them. Like, Sesh Hollow Water, it wasn't us. It was them at that time.
Right.
They're cool now, but at that time, they didn't like us and we didn't know why. And we were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying? We all used to be clicked up. Whenever shit go down, we was clicked up. Whenever we go out of town, clicked up. You feel me? It was never like that. Get what I'm saying? Then the shit just got weird and it left a bad taste in our mouths. Even me and Xavier, we worked together like not too long ago. And the shit came out hard. So I was just like, man, we still got chemistry. Even throughout the whole night.
Okay, I've been thinking about this ever since I first heard the song, but when you say my boy didn't make it to C21, I'm trying to make it C24, did that really like pivotally change how you view your career, or how you view everything that you were doing when you saw X go down like that?
When I see, because what happened was, most people don't know, because, you know, everybody's like, correction, you did fuck with me.
Yeah.
It was just like a thing.
It was a friendly, brief period.
It was
there,
a
yeah.
competition. It was a feud. When me and him ended our feud, that's when I had the idea of trying to end the feud between Rocky and Perk so we could really get the shit cracking. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what me and him was talking about. When me and X talked, he mentioned me, and he was really trying to get Puya on our side to like really cultivate and make Florida this thing. Because we was going to like team up and like make Florida like the powerhouse it should be. Then X got gunned down. So when X got gunned down, my mental frame was fucked up because I was like, fuck that. I'm going to continue the legacy in the best way it fits. And I'm going to make sure I unify the game like I said I was going to do. So what way to unify the game is through confrontation. That's why I did the Flatbush versus like the Zeltron versus Zombies thing, where we had Flatbush Zombies and Nego against each other in a ring.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We could encourage the whole game, embrace that confrontation, because y'all already y'all already feud when y'all on social media and all that shit, but put your money where your mouth is. Let's all get paid and let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm on. I'm on getting money. Fuck the bullshit. I'm on getting money at all means necessary and making sure everybody's straight. That's my thing.
Yeah.